better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Peace. They wanted a long and bloody war. Why? is they wanted to bring about a world government. And when the League of Nations failed, they thought, of course, that if they could just keep the war going and kill off enough people and destroy enough of the cities and cripple the nations, everybody would be willing to go into a world government. After all, wars are how you change society. And when that didn't materialize, why they went ahead and basically had to start planning for the Second World War. And that's why they encouraged Adolf Hitler and worked very closely with Adolf Hitler and encouraged him to take Alsace-Lorraine and Austria and the Sudetenland. And you're never going to read that in your textbooks, but you will read it in the very important book written by the leading historian of the last century, Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor. And if you have not read Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, you need to get it. You need to read it. You need to reread it. And although he is coming from the other point of view, he believes we need a ruling aristocracy. He believes that this little secret society that Cecil Rhodes created that became the Royal Institute for International Affairs in England and throughout the British Commonwealth, and the Council on Foreign Relations here, these organizations that control the respective countries, they're good because it means that we have a ruling aristocracy who can fool the people into believing they're free as, of course, they move us towards the one world government. And they get us to the polls every 4 years, so we think we can fill the rascals out of politics, but nothing changes. And he writes about that on pages 1247 and 1248, and he explains the banking system, and he explains how a small group of people control our banks, and he thinks this is wonderful. We need a ruling elite. But you will learn so much about history and about the wars and how they've created these wars and how all the wars are manipulated in Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. You need to get it, and as I said, you need to read it and reread it, and you'll know more history than you'll ever get with a four-year degree in a university. Well, in lieu of our regularly scheduled guest, it's open line, so it's 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. There must be something you're thinking of, because I was planning on having John with us this morning. Anyway, I'm simply beginning to develop my next newsletter. And raising the question as to why did Rome fall. And, of course, there are many historians who believe that Rome fell because the leaders of the country became corrupt, and others fell because of the incessant wars, and because the fiat money system there corrupted the people, and eventually it went bankrupt, and because, of course, there was tremendous immorality in Rome, and they accepted homosexuality and certainly heterosexual immorality and abortion and all the various things that bind a country together, a common language. No, they brought in all sorts of people from other countries and to act as servants, and they corrupted the... Well, give us a call. 877-254-7524. And we'll talk about Rome, and we'll talk about Washington, D.C. when we get back.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the K&K discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Paint Your Wagon reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
Are you tired of caffeinated or high-calorie beverages? Good Life International wants you to try Glyco Tea. You'll be drinking the finest quality tea, providing you with such benefits as absorption of carbs and calories. Great for diabetics and aids you with weight loss. For pennies a day, you can boost your energy. For more information or to order Glyco Tea, go to www.life26.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and we were just talking about the fall of Rome. Now, this is going to be open line, so give us a call. 877-254-7524, because we really don't have anything prepared this morning, but it was so interesting to contemplate, you know, why Rome fell. Some people think it was the incessant wars, the fiat money system, because they used a fiat money system in the western half of the Roman Empire, which fell in 476 A.D., They used gold in the eastern half of the empire, centered in Constantinople, and it lasted for an additional 1,000 years. I mean, from 300, when it was created by Diocletian, he divided the empire into two parts because it was just too big and too unruly, and the eastern half existed for 1,000 years. The western half crumbled in 476. It's very interesting. There's some researchers who recently suggested that Rome fell because, of course, the leaders of the country were actually poisoned by lead poisoning. They used lead pots at that time, and they would simmer things for long periods of time and then store wine in lead pots, and they would line the aqueducts that were used to bring the water to the city with lead. And there was a very high level of gout, apparently, in the aristocracy, because they ate all these rich foods that were prepared in lead. And it was suggested that lead, which is one of the most neurotoxic substances in the entire world as far as the brain is concerned, actually incapacitated the aristocracy, so they could not think clearly. Well, who do we have on the line?
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Mark Call here in Niwot, Colorado.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, and it's always great to talk with you. I just thought on this, at least a related subject, I would chime in with a couple of things that I've noticed in the press in the last few days. I suspect you've probably seen them, but I don't think I've heard you or any of your guests in the last few days talk about them. And one of them, I guess the precursor to this, having to do with the fiat money system and the decline and fall of yet another world overarching and illegitimate empire, is the idea that it sounds like China has had enough of the continued manipulation of the dollar and the manipulation of gold prices. As I know you are aware, there has been quite a bit of evidence for quite a long time that they are attempting to increase their gold reserves, but to do so in a fashion that does not immediately disrupt their ability by driving the price higher to continue to get more. And they've evidently sent several warning shots across the bow, and now there's quite a few of the good analysts that I know you follow and that I have as well. Jim Willey, probably one of the foremost among those, that's been calling it for a long time, saying that that China is beginning to put a floor under the price of gold, essentially that they're reversing the policy of Goldman Sachs and the Fed. Rather than selling and trying to drive the price down below technical resistance points, they wait until that selling occurs by our corrupt central bank, and then they buy and take delivery and support the price of gold. They're calling it the Chinese put.
And I think you're absolutely right. China is accumulating gold. They're encouraging their citizens to accumulate gold. They made it illegal for them to buy gold. They have gold shops in the banks there. So the people are accumulating gold. China is accumulating gold because they understand the golden rule. Those
you
who
bet.
Have gold rule. And China intends to become the dominant force, not only in Asia, but throughout the world. And this is the long-range plan of our leaders. And you say, that's crazy. Why would our leaders want to shift, you know, the center of power to China? Very, very simple. It was our leaders who brought communism to China back in 1949. And those who have read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Shame on You, we simply quote there almost a full page from the Senate Subcommittee on Internal Security, who explains how we brought communism to China. And we did it very simply by putting an arms embargo on General Chiang Kai-shek so he couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. He couldn't even get delivery on the weapons he had bought and paid for with his own money that were on Okinawa and other Pacific islands. Congress kept, you know, trying to, you know, appropriate money and send weapons to China, and they appropriated all sorts of money for the weapons, but the State Department wouldn't send them. And eventually the State Department was forced to load the ships to send the weapons to China, and then they wouldn't let the ships sail. And for a year and a half, when China had no weapons, it wasn't the Chinese communists won the revolution. It wasn't that the people of China wanted to live under the tyranny, the brutal tyranny of China. It was the people in Washington, D.C., controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations, which controlled our State Department totally at the time, that withheld the weapons and blocked China's ability to buy weapons anywhere in the world. And finally, when the American State Department was forced by the public outcry to allow the ships to sail, when the ships arrived in China and they unloaded the weapons and we're going to have weapons now, we can fight, and they opened the crates of rifles, they didn't have any bolts in them. They were bolt-action rifles.
Well, it's ironic. It looks like it's a different government, of course, at this point. It's the mainland government that we were allegedly fighting against that is now seeing a similar kind of perfidy on the part of our own government. And instead of sending them weapons or promising to, we've been sending them fake money and promising to allow them to actually treat it like money. And then when they try to buy assets, whether it's oil companies years ago or simply gold, We lie, cheat, and steal to prevent them from taking delivery of the real things. Other than, of course, the fact that we have gutted our own infrastructure and sent them real plants and real equipment and real expertise so that they can economically displace us.
You're absolutely right. And it doesn't make sense unless you understand there is a diabolical plan out there to destroy America, to impoverish our people.
As you were talking just now, Dr. Stan, it occurred to me, I certainly know with respect to the Brotherhood of Darkness and who it is that the Prince of this world really is. It seems almost like what you really see if you step back and look at the leadership of not just this country but all the evil leadership around the world. It's a self-hatred. It comes from, at some level, I suspect they must recognize that they are serving the wrong God. And as a result of that, they give themselves over to a level of self-hatred that's reflected in all the things we're seeing at large.
You're absolutely right, but there is a master plan. And if you read the occult literature, they will tell you there's a plan, and they even capitalize the P in plan. And I believe, of course, this is all leading to this great war that's coming. We are financing and creating the best enemy that money could buy.
Well, let me add one other thing this is kind of the current event, if you will, that I've noticed, and this kind of falls into the category. I've seen the story in more than one place. I suspect there's a single source, so it doesn't qualify as two witnesses yet. But the good analysts are basically saying there's enough credibility to it that it's worth discussing. And that is that, first off, the Chinese government and the Chinese people, the country of China, within the last week or two has replaced India as the world's largest consumer of gold. But one of the things that came out also is that there are a number of gold bars, evidently the large bars, the 400-ounce bars of gold, that have been discovered in Asia, and the sources are circumspect, I guess you'd say, at best at this point, so you got to treat this as a rumor. But that these bars have been discovered in Asia, and that they have been filled with tungsten, which is approximately the same density. As a matter of fact, very, very close to the same density as gold, so the bars look and weigh about the right amount. And yet, on the inside, of course, like so much of our economy, they're fake. And what, if this is true, that would say is that if the people that were taking delivery of this gold before were angry and upset at the lies and the deception that they've been subject to at the hands of the U.S. monetary authorities, that would tend, I would think, to really torque them off. And over the next few weeks, it'll be really interesting to see how that plays out. Certainly, I would think that if it becomes widely acknowledged in the gold trading community, at least, that even when people take delivery of gold, they already know there's not enough gold to do it right. But even if they take delivery of gold, what they get are fakes. And there was one other thing that was pointed out in the Jim Willie article this week. And he has essentially said that when FDR, of course, confiscated all the Americans' people's gold, it was the 90% gold. They just simply melted it down and recast it. It was not, to quote the biblical phrase, it was not tried in the fire and refined to the 24 karat 99.9% pure gold that is kind of the worldwide standard. And so as a result, as that gold, if that gold is to appear on the market, it'll be immediately obvious what the source is. And it will also, like the tungsten potential fraud, tend to blow the lid off the manipulation that's been going on for so long, and maybe the thing that is the final spark that really ignites the meltdown of the dollar against gold.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. If you read Bob Chapman, he points out that the Germans have stored their gold in New York City for a long period of time, and if you ever heard my talk on the financial tsunami and the syllabus there, information from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York City, you know that the major supply of gold was kept in the bank, first Federal Reserve Bank of New York City, down in the sub-basement, and there would be a pile for England and one for Germany and one for there are about six countries, I suppose, France and Italy and the United States. They kept their gold there, and then when they sold the gold, they didn't have to worry about shipping it, say, from New York to London. Why, they just have a forklift go and take it from one pile and move it to the other. Well, the Germans recently said, we want our gold. And they were told they couldn't have it. We'll give you some certificates. They said, we don't want certificates. We want our gold. Because the leaders of Germany are very concerned about financial stability. They remember what happened to the Weimar Republic. Well, for one reason or another, why the Germans can't get their gold. The group in Hong Kong, where they had the Chinese government, and their gold was stored in London. And they asked for it, and they were told, we'll get around to it when we can. A similar thing happened to some of the Arab countries. They wanted their gold from London. So it may well be that all of this gold has been transferred into private hands. We know the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds have been accumulating gold, I think, for the formation of a new gold-backed currency, which I think is coming in, whether it's coming in a year or 5 years or 10 years or maybe not for 20 years, but they are accumulating gold. And there's a story, oh, maybe 10 years ago, Dr. Dennis talked about it, somebody worked for the Rockefellers and publicly mentioned that they were accumulating gold, and this poor lady, why, Jesus, she just accidentally fell out of a hotel window to her death very shortly thereafter. So you're not supposed to talk about things like that, but I do believe gold is the key, and I do believe that the dollar is going to be destroyed, and with that, the American people are going to be impoverished. I think that's what they're going to do, thinking that when the people are impoverished, they will not resist the tyranny.
You bet.
I really hope they're wrong.
Well, and it certainly is always incumbent upon us to remember that, at least for the time being, to the extent that that paper price is being manipulated, people who are listening and who are attempting to build an economic house on something more than the sand of the U.S. dollar can still go out and purchase gold, and particularly silver, and they can buy it at a subsidized price that is far, far less than it will ultimately be when the dollar collapses. And that may be at least one way that the people who believe that there is a higher power than Almighty Dollar and the God that is worshipped there can insulate themselves and come out before it's too late.
Hold that. We'll be right back here.
Are you tired of caffeinated or high-calorie beverages? Good Life International wants you to try GlycoTea. You'll be drinking the finest quality tea, providing you with such benefits as absorption of carbs and calories. Great for diabetics and aids you with weight loss. For pennies a day, you can boost your energy. For more information or to order GlycoTea, go to www.life26.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number, 877 1-800-324-7524. Mike, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, let me give that number out once again, 877-254-7524. But I share your concern. I believe that they are going to intentionally destroy the value of our currency, just as they have intentionally destroyed our economy, because the major banks have lots of money, but they refuse to lend it. The Federal Reserve is conspiring by paying the smaller banks interest on the money they deposit with them, so there's no money out there to lend. And you can't have a fiat money system if you can't borrow money. And so they've intentionally done what they did. They brought down Bear Stearns. They brought down Lehman Brothers. Great article in the latest issue of Rolling Stones about that. We suggest you get it and read it and find out they actually intentionally brought those banks down. Why? Bring down the system to create the impression in people's mind the system was collapsing. And it's all a matter of perception. But once you have that deflationary perception, why, then, of course, the bottom's the limit. And they do.
Well, let me ask a question, Dr. I have not seen that article yet. I've seen some of the other ones, and I know that some of the other folks, including, I think probably Eric of Patriot Trading Group here on the network, has talked about it. I know he's at least aware of it. And that is that there seem to be some indications that Lehman Brothers was involved in and in fact held a lot of the huge silver shorts that were in the market. In other words, the attempt to sell silver that did not exist in order to drive the price down, and that everybody knows that J.P. Morgan is involved in a lot of the gold manipulation and shorts, as is Goldman Sachs. But that one of the places where those bad debts were being accumulated was Shearson, and that Shearson was therefore allowed to disappear, that there were some attempts, you mentioned Deutsche Bank a few minutes before the break, that there were some attempts by the Germans, among others, to try and buy those bad paper, not so much because they wanted the bad paper, but because they wanted to be able to audit what was going on, and that was why they were shut out, was to continue the deception and not let the rest of the world realize just how deep the lying, cheating, and stealing went, and to have a look at the books. Of course, we're seeing Dr. Ron Paul's attempt to audit the Fed as being similarly thwarted. And all of this kind of ties together, because it essentially says that, you know, the crookedness is out there. We know what is going on. And yet, I think what's interesting, too, is, you know, if the Chinese wanted to, they could have blown the whole thing wide open. And yet what they seem to be trying to do is not to destroy the dollar immediately, but, you know, it's the nature of crooked governments, I guess. They want to make sure they're in proper position, that they have the amount of gold that they need before they destroy the dollar completely. And so what seems to be happening now is this Chinese put and a gradual destruction. We didn't see gold break 1,000 and then immediately go to 1,200. We saw it go up and consolidate, and it's going to continue this very stately rise so as not to get too many people on board and recognizing what's going on before it's too late. And I'm more and more of the inclination to think that this whole process may be dragged out at least as long as the ostensible enemies in China can do it before they have to blow the lid off completely.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think they're going to do it very gradually because they don't want to alarm the American people. They want to just gradually destroy the value of their life work, gradually destroy the value of their CDs and their stock market holdings and their annuities and their insurance policies. And because if they did it all of a sudden, people would be up in arms. But if they do it gradually, why people won't understand what's happening. And as Alan Greenspan wrote in his book, where he's talking about Sydney, what's going on today, you know, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch its currency, and not one person in a million will understand what's going on. And that's true.
Well, you bet. Well, I was inclined in the last, about a week or so ago, to take a look back. I remember that the Bible is extremely condemnatory of dishonest weights and measures, of the whole concept of fiat currency. And in the book of Proverbs, of course, it's prohibited in the Torah in more than one place, but the book of Proverbs calls it an abomination. And I went through and looked up those verses that talk about a dishonest weight and measure and how crooked it is to cheat your neighbor by basically promising him a certain weight of something, like gold, and delivering less than you have promised because you have cheated him via dishonest scales. There's at least a half a dozen explicit references in Proverbs alone to where it's called an abomination, which is about the strongest word in the original Hebrew that exists for saying, don't do this, it's really bad stuff. And yet we have built an entire world economy and world empire on the crookedest, most manipulated, most fake money, arguably, in human history.
You're absolutely right. And it's about time the American people began to understand. I mean, you know, if you could use monopoly money, I mean, anybody who has that monopoly money would be wealthy, you know. But there's very little difference between monopoly money and the money that's printed up by the Federal Reserve, because there's absolutely nothing behind it. But, you know, the people who have the money initially and can use the phony money to buy corporations and to buy banks and to buy natural resources and to buy gold, they're in great shape. But the people who end up with having lost things of real value, true commodities, property, land that has value, and end up with the money, and my goodness, I've got all this money in the bank. I've got $1 million in the bank, and, well, it's sort of like having $1 million invested with Bernie Madoff, you may think.
Well, and the difference,
there,
of course, is the little Monopoly guy, the little mustache guy on the get-out-of-jail-free card, he doesn't have Apache helicopters and guns on essentially everything that is necessary in order to force people to continue to play the crooked game. You can always get up from Monopoly board if you get disgusted with it and leave, but you can't if, in fact, the people that are running the show are the same ones that control the most powerful armies in the world.
Well,
and I think one last thing, I guess, and I should let you get on because I imagine there'll be other callers here, but it occurred to me, too, as we've been talking the last few minutes, something that's important for people to recognize is barter is a very, very difficult way to go. It's not a productive system. It falls apart. That's why man needs money to facilitate exchanges, and it needs to be honest money, as the Bible says. And the thing that I think is most interesting about the path that we're on is if you prohibit and you prevent by hook and by crook people from having an alternative to the crooked money when things fall apart, while we become just like Zimbabwe and Weimar Germany, and it gets really, really ugly, and of course the only resort then that folks have is violence and guns and bloodshed and taking what they need to survive. And so if there's a single message after all of this that I could leave with folks is, hopefully, if we are able to get enough good people to recognize that they need to have something in the way of real money, some silver preferably, because it's the most divisible, easily recognizable, you know, United States pre-1964 coins, then as things begin to go to pieces, the farmers that have land, the people that have food, the people that have abilities and skills will be able to come out and have an alternative system and will not have to resort to the same mechanism of violence and ultimately destruction that's always been the way otherwise. Thanks, Dan.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning reminds drivers, when you see a school bus stop, there are probably children on foot nearby. Many may not have much experience crossing streets and watching for cars, so never pass. Not only is it the right and safe thing to do, it's the law. That was presented by A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the heating expert who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, and if it was, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning at 165 East Long Peak Street in Brighton.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Mike, is still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Dr. Stan. I didn't know. I knew the music came up a little bit suddenly there. And, well, I'll say one last thing just to kind of let folks know that even in Great Britain, the only place that may be ahead of us on the rush towards a police state in a technological sense, there was an announcement this week that Harrods, one of the world's most prestigious department stores is the way they build it, has now begun to sell gold bars from Pomp Suisse. And the hoi polloi of Britain at least can go buy it, even though the Americans have been deceived into trying to avoid it.
So. Okay, well, thanks very much. God bless.
All right, thank you. God bless.
And who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Wynn out in Colorado giving you a call.
Good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
I do have a question. Yesterday, I believe, you had Lindsay Williams on the program. Actually,
yes.
I have about two questions for you, to be specific. He was, of course, speaking about the information that he received from this insider of the Global Elite Network. And, of course, talking about various things that were relayed to him from this person. I wanted to try to follow up on some of those things, see if I could get some further clarification, perhaps if you know the answers. One of the things, of course, that he said was that within 2 years we won't recognize the United States. I'll be honest with you right now, I don't recognize it right now in terms of our constitutional republic and our heritage. But I'm wondering if maybe you could give some clarification on some more of the specifics, if you know them, in which ways we may not recognize the United States. Was he speaking financially, socially? Was he speaking of perhaps a police state, the imposition of martial law, or other forms of things that perhaps were not clarified?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry we didn't get more covered the other morning. I'll try to get Lindsay on again perhaps some morning next week.
Well, thank you.
But I will have one if you have access to the Internet. He'll be my guest at 9 o'clock this evening, and you can listen to the live program at RadioDivinity.com. Basically, what this gentleman told Lindsay was that they were going to gradually destroy the value of our currency. They were going to gradually, over a two-year period, destroy our economy and destroy businesses. So at the end of that time, there'd be very few businesses. Most people would be working for the government, or they would be just simply impoverished. And with the thought in mind that, poor people, when they're just struggling to make a living, just to have food on the table, to keep a roof over their family's head, would be too busy with that to be able to resist this imposition of tyranny. And, of course, going along with this presupposes that they're going to gradually impose a police state here in America. And I think that, and, of course, what they're going to do basically was to maintain the price of oil somewhere $50 to $70. They were going to intentionally destroy the value of our currency. Well, as I mentioned earlier, quoting Alan Greenspan's book, The Age of Turbulence, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency. And that is what they are intentionally going to do. These are the things that this gentleman, referred to him as Mr. X, told Lindsay. Now, is it true? I tend to believe it is. I've known Lindsay for a good long time, and everything, and I believe me, when somebody professes to have inside information, I check it out as best I can.
Absolutely. I have no reason to disbelieve Pastor Williams myself. I would question the validity of everything perhaps this Mr. X is saying, as of course we know that these people do like to put out disinformation. But Pastor Williams seems obviously quite sincere in what he has to say. And we also, of course, have seen that he has a very excellent track record. So I have no reason to disbelieve what's going on. But, of course, there's always the trust but verify of that standpoint. The other question I wanted to ask you is one of the things he said yesterday was that we will see bank closings as this comes around nearly every week until only 9 banks remain. Did I understand him to say that correctly?
You understood him to say that correctly. And I think that... we are going to see most of our smaller banks. There are two classes of banks. There are small banks and large banks. And most of our smaller banks are simply going to be closed down or suddenly absorbed by, you know, other banks. And we're seeing this increasingly at the present time. We've only lost 99 banks as of a couple of days ago so far this year. I think the tempo of bank closures is going to increase. And one reason for this is they're going to change the accounting requirements and require them to mark to market rather than the other term. It's a little bit confusing. It's basically you can say your things that you hold are what you think they ought to be, or you have to actually value them what their real value is. And of course, if the banks were required to do that, most of our banks would be insolvent. Why? Because they've lent money on homes that aren't worth as much as the money they lent. They lent money on commercial development.
Well, I'm wondering now, since I did understand him correctly on that, I don't think I heard which 9 banks those were going to be, although I'm assuming they will be obviously the larger banks like J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, et cetera. But did you get any information from him on which banks, which type or class of banks those are going to be?
It's going to be the large banks, those that we have deemed are too large to fall. Now, and exactly the large ones, we can go right down the list. They're about... Well, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, this category. Now, a lot of those are having financial problems, but since they are guaranteed by our government, they're too large to fall. But basically, they're too large to sustain. There's no way we can finance them and maintain the integrity of our financial system. But we're going to preserve those banks, apparently. So it's going to be interesting to see how this thing unfolds. Meredith Whitney, who is one of the smartest ladies on Wall Street, and she has said that we're going to lose 300 banks this year. We've only got a little over 2 months. How could that be? It'll be very interesting in the next couple of months. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Evangelist and Pastor Samuel Santos will be holding meetings in the Loveland, Colorado area during the month of October. Listen to the American Freedom Network, KHNC 1360 AM, for more details. Once again, Evangelist Pastor Samuel Santos will be holding meetings in Loveland during the month of October. Listen to the American Freedom Network, KHNC 1360 AM, for more information.
staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410.
I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people at Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breeze through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and anyway, I always enjoy open lines, but we always appreciate the calls, too, because I don't like to hear myself do a monologue. I'd much rather hear what you have to say and have that exchange, which makes talk radio so important. You out in the listening audience need to be involved. We are at the end of our nation unless the American people rise up. And I'm not talking about a revolution, military or use of weapons. I'm talking about the use of ideas. We have to let people understand what's going on. And I was encouraged by what Lindsay Williams had to say, because it suggested we had 2 years. I've been fearful that we'd be involved with a war with Iran by the first of the year. If we have 2 years, it means we still have a fighting chance. But you need to learn how to reach others. And certainly one of the best weapons you can have was my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, you can always get my copies of my DVD. If you want to copy that, you're welcome to the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to buy them from us in quantities, we'll sell them to you at a reduced price. But we do hope you'll want to get the book. And, of course, we need to get it reprinted. You get a case of the books for $149.95. That's a little over, well, it's $2.50 a book, plus the shipping, $149.95 plus shipping, and you have a case of 60 books. You can sell them. You can give them away. You can go to the flea market, and or if you have one in your community, and sell them there. And use this as a vehicle to talk to people, to introduce them to the ideas, get them to listen to this station, get them to listen to my programs at RadioLiberty.com, get them to understand what's going on. Hopefully we will lead them to the Lord. We need a great spiritual awakening in this country, but you're not going to have it unless people understand that there really are satanic forces. There really are people who worship Lucifer. They are working at every level of our country. They control our monetary system and our educational system and our government and our media. And once you begin to understand that, well, you begin to understand what's going on. And people have to understand the Great Tax Exempt Foundations, the Ford Foundation. Why does it do what it does? Why? Because Henry Ford was into spiritualism and theosophy. He was deeply involved. This is why he was so successful. And this is why so many people today who are successful have tapped into the other side. So if you'd like to get our book, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read the book, you can purchase one from us by calling that number. If you don't want to purchase it, you can go to the website, and certainly my website, RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down to videos, and then scroll down videos to Brotherhood of Darkness and watch the talk. Now, I mean, I'm not a great speaker, but the message is clear and concise, and it's a fascinating story. of what's going on today against the backdrop of Agatha Christie's book, The Murder on the Orient Express. So we do hope that you'll get the information and put it out. Help us reach people across America, because, of course, your future and the